Months of training and preparation all leading up to this decisive moment when the polls open and the candidates race to the finish line.
And they're off. Looks like the early lead goes to Mike Elliott.
Politics were actually as simple as just a race. You know, to say who crosses the finish line first. Yeah, they got to train on their speeches.
Oh, the candidates.
Yeah, the candidates.
Like voter training.
No, the candidates are the ones racing, and the voters get to decide. And, I mean, but if it was as simple as a horse race, we wouldn't have recounts, right? You could just have the photo finish, and that would just decide it. But it's more complicated than that, and that's why we have to have experts like John Zogby with us to help kind of handicap the candidates and their races. Good morning. Zogby is the president and CEO of Zogby International, a polling firm. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Celeste. How are you?
So tell me, I mean, there's been a literal beehive of activity over the past 4 or 5 days among the candidates and their parties. Has any of these ads and furious campaigning, has it changed anything?
Yeah, we've seen movement, you know, but the problem is we've seen movement in different directions. But, you know, clearly there is a Republican wave out there. We wondered if there would be. But, in the last 72 hours, independent voters in particular have solidified, even grown their support among independents. And so, but still, even with that, we're going into Election Day with a number of these races that are really razor thin.
And which ones are those?
Oh, boy. Well, on the Senate side, you know, Pennsylvania remains very, very tight. And ultimately depends on how good the governor, Ed Rendell, and the mayor of Philadelphia, Michael Nutter, are in getting the vote out. Right now, Pat Toomey, conservative Republican, leads liberal Joe Sestak. But we have to see if that vaunted Philadelphia political machine can get out for Democrats. West Virginia, I think, is the race to watch as far as the Senate's concerned. Polls close at 7:30. Very popular Democratic incumbent governor, John Manchin, is running for the Senate. It's been neck and neck.
Against Jim DeMint, the Tea Party sort of leader.
Joe Manchin is running against a fellow named John Racy.
Oh, in the Senate, right.
At a couple of points, John Racy pulled ahead. Joe Manchin is now leading. But, you know, the president's very unpopular in West Virginia. And early in the night, as early as 7:30, if we see numbers being posted in that race showing that that Racy, the Republican, is pulling ahead, that's, I think, a bellwether for the whole evening. If the popular Democratic governor loses that Senate seat, that's Robert Byrd's seat, then I think we really have the Republican wave throughout the country.
All right, there's some other really, really tight races in Alaska, Washington, California, Wisconsin, and there are even some very familiar names like John Dingell, who could be in trouble. Between all of these, where do you think it's going to be the tightest, John?
I think on the Senate side, we really have to watch the state of Washington, state of Colorado, state of Illinois. Those three. Right now, you've got Washington's tied to the 0.1%. That's Patty Murray's seat. Colorado and Illinois, Democratic incumbents, Republicans leading by 2 points. But it's all going to depend on turnout. That's where we're going to know what's happening with the U.S. Senate. On the House side, I'm watching New Jersey 3. That's a really important one. Democratic incumbent Bill Adler, but losing so far by only 1 or 2 points by a Republican. Early in the night, we'll get a bellwether. I think the important bellwether is Kentucky 6. That is a fellow by the name of Ben Chandler. He's kind of an icon down there. His father was an icon, Democrat, but strong challenge from a Republican. If Ben Chandler loses, and we'll know that early, That's a very, very bad night for Democrats.
John Zogby, chairman of Zogby International, a polling firm, thank you so much. And we also have with us Cheryl Gay Stolberg. She's a White House correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. And Cheryl, you have been following President Obama on the campaign trail. I'm wondering, what kind of questions and comments is he getting from voters as he visits Ohio and Pennsylvania and Connecticut?
Well, it's been very interesting. You know, the president had actually kind of a tough weekend on the campaign trail. He's trying to close the enthusiasm gap among Democrats. But in Connecticut, for instance, he was heckled by AIDS protesters who really got under his skin. They wouldn't shut up. They kind of suspended his rally for a moment. And he finally looked at them and he said, look, we're funding global AIDS. The other side isn't. I don't know why you think this is a useful strategy. And eventually those protesters were kind of escorted out. He did get a great crowd in Chicago. 35,000 people turned out to see him. And Democrats said they were energized, but by the time we got to Cleveland Sunday evening, the arena was really just a little bit more than half full. And I didn't think that was a very good sign for the president and his party.
Well, many of the experts are expecting the Republicans to take control of the House, but not the Senate. Has the president addressed that at all, the possibility of dealing with the Republican House?
You know, the president and his aides are firmly committed to insisting that they will retain control of Congress, both houses. But, of course, behind the scenes, they're working to figure out what their strategy will be. And it will be a lot tougher for them if Republicans take control of the House but not the Senate. They'll have a divided Congress. And it's much harder to pursue a legislative agenda that way. You might remember Bill Clinton pursued what we've called a triangulation strategy, where he kind of moved to the right and threw the left and his party overboard and cooperated with Republicans when they controlled both chambers. But if things are split, as many pollsters expect, it'll be harder for the president.
All right. Cheryl Gay Stolberg, White House correspondent, father, partner of The New York Times. We're following the elections, obviously, all morning long, but we want you to help us. You can report from out there at your polling station. Once you get done voting, text the word DECIDE to 69866. And be sure to tune in to thetakeaway.org tonight. Our own Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick, will be analyzing the races as the results come in. He's got a live video stream. You can also ask him questions while he's on all night long, drinking coffee, or tell him what you saw at your polling place. You can even upload audio and video from your polling place using either our iPhone app or just upload them to our Facebook page. That's all at thetakeaway.org. That's where you find the information that you need. And good luck voting.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.